There's not that much that happens. Let's just get it out of the way.
It's going to be a short episode. A lot of gameplay versus cutscene in this episode. Due to that, the out-of-context summary is severely lacking. But why don't I just read you what I have?
Okay, let's hear it.
In this episode, how many crashes can we survive? And is there really not a more direct route? Mm-hmm. And that's all we got.
Thank you for coming back from our replay reviews. My name is Leah.
And my name is Kathy.
We are two friends who are here to replay, review, and analyze your favorite video games. And since Kathy has never seen the games before, it helps me view them through her fresh eyes, almost like I'm discovering them again for the first time.
We hope it'll be a similar experience for you. I want our listeners to know how much Leah enjoyed playing this game. She loved these fight scenes.
If it wasn't too late for me to return the game. Okay, well, scene one is chapter four. I have one bullet point. We fight through the jungle forever until we find the crashed plane with the map still inside.
And how is that map still intact? And how did it not get stolen yet?
General rules of airflow lead me to believe that that map should not be still be in that plane, but we'll give it the benefit of the doubt. Should we move on to chapter five?
Yes.
I fight and scramble my way through the fortress, and we eventually find Elena's parachute, and not long after spot her in the distance. Nathan continues traversing the fortress, trying to track down Elena.
My single note was the scene where you have a microphone and Nate just decides to speak into the microphone some gibberish. I don't even know if he knows the language, but why on earth would that be your first reaction to seeing a microphone, is to speak into it, not knowing who's on the other side and if it gives away your location?
Yeah, I guess he really had to go through that gate. Although it was kind of funny that he thought he pulled it off, but he didn't.
Yeah.
But also, why did they start speaking English? There he is, get him! Like, why? Where'd that come from? All right, are we ready for chapter six? We're flying through this. Mm-hmm. This one has the most notes for me.
Same.
My first note is that Nathan recognizes a tower from the map, but he gets shot at while analyzing the map. And after some more blasting and scrambling, he finds a room with an English helmet. He says, these aren't Spanish, they're English.
My next note is that he stumbles across this wall where there's a Fletcher.
Yeah, who the hell is Fletcher? He's looking at this map on the wall that says Fletcher. We've gone to the Great Tower. I pray that you will meet us there, signed Francis Drake. And then, of course, we start getting shot at. Further on, we find a spyglass, which Nathan uses to spot a familiar building, some sunken ships, and Elena, as well as enemies who are aiming at her. So we shoot to save her. She runs away as the attention is now turned on us, and Nathan gets a grenade launched, unconscious.
Well, also, I do want to backpedal really quickly, though. Those boats that we see, is that the same boat related to the boat we saw in part one?
I think those are the Spanish ships. I think he came here looking for the Spanish because he says they never left. Mm-hmm. So I think those are like the Spanish galleons or whatever they're referred to as.
Yep. That's pretty much all my notes.
Okay. Well, Nathan wakes up in a cell to rocks being tossed at him. It's Elena. She knows a lot of random info about the structure of this jail, and she uses it to formulate a plan to free him. While she leaves to find something to accomplish this breakout with, this guy, Eddie Raja, walks up. They seem to know each other. It seems like he and Nathan have a history.
Maybe Nathan was on his team, just like how Elena's contracting him. Maybe he used to be part of his gang and then he went his own way, went independent.
It does seem like he's a third party. Like, he's not connected to Roman and Navarro, which we'll learn in chapter 7. So if you have nothing else on chapter 6, should we move on?
Yeah, I only have one note on that.
Okay, chapter 7. Elena busts him out with the Jeep. They make a drive for it, I guess. And she asks him, who was that guy? And he says, just an old business associate, and then gets cut off. So I think you're on the right track with them having worked together before, unless he was just BSing her just to give her an answer, mm-hmm. you know. In the chase, they end up with the butt of the car hanging over a ledge when Eddie catches up to them. Eddie wants the map. He says, I bet you're working for them too.
Who's them?
Is that Roman?
I think so, unless there's another group of people on the island.
I think so too, but so then working for them too. Who's the other two? Because he didn't say, I bet you're working for them. He said, I bet you're working for them too. So who else is working for them?
Maybe another associate similar to Nathan? Like another independent contractor? So we don't know who they are, but anyways, Nate is like, I have a plan. And then he just launches the car backwards into the water.
It seems shockingly high, for one. For two, he was like on Elena, watch out for the cliffs, watch out for the cliffs. Only to, by choice, reverse off of it.
And he was emphasizing on, hold on tight. Maybe you could have just mumbled under your breath that, hey, I'm gonna go backwards. Give the girl a bit of a notice. And the thing is, he also doesn't have a Ziploc bag to put his map into it, so it's gonna get soaking wet. So you might as well just have given the map to them.
How has this map survived so much? Well, that's all I had for part two. How are you feeling about the game so far?
I do wish there was a bit more substance to the cutscenes. I don't know how I feel about Nathan Drake quite yet. He's not like he's irresponsible, but I don't know. We'll see more.
He's got tunnel vision, yeah. I think. He reacts more than he plans. But I don't dislike him.
There's nothing that he does wrong that makes me not like him, but there's nothing he does that makes me like him.
And then, yeah, I mean, this was obviously a gameplay heavy part, and I wouldn't have so many issues with the gameplay if they mixed it up a little bit.
Mm,
but it's just like every chapter is jumping and shooting.
I wish there was just more exploring, less shooting.
Yeah, or like it helped me find like a grapple gun at some point. So now I can grapple up walls instead of just frogging up the wall all the time like an idiot.
Or would it be better to have a Gatlin gun like you did in Red Dead Redemption?
It'd be better because I would turn around and just shoot myself.
Oh my god, Leah. That is an intense reaction.
So I recorded 4 sections, or like 5 groups of 4 chapters. You know, I recorded it a chunk at a time. For this episode, for whatever reason, it glitched. And so the video file of the recording was like just a black screen, no sound.
No.
So I had to replay like 4 chapters of the game, most of which are in this part. Which might be why I'm a little extra salty in this episode. Maybe I'm just bad at it. I don't know. That could be part of it. But I just find the gameplay to be really just lacking and repetitive.
I agree.
And drawn out.
So I guess my question for our listeners is that if you have played this game before, let us know what you feel. If you like all these shooting scenes, or if you agree with Leah that it sucks. Comment below, send us your thoughts through email at replayreviewspod@gmail.com. With that, I'm going to end it. Audacity on one. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to send in any questions, comments, or game suggestions. You can find all our contact info on our website, replayreviewspod.com, or contact us directly through our site.
Did we completely miss something? Are we way off the mark? Or you just want us to take a deeper look at anything from the game? We'll tackle any topics you all want to hear in our season wrap-up episode.
We also have a Reddit where we discuss anything we're curious about. Go take a look and let us know what you're thinking. Our theme music is Condemned by Eggy Toast. They'll play you out, and we'll be back next week.